I heard a brilliant word the other day by Jay John. You know what he's like. He's always got a sting in the tail of what he says. And this one was all about a bag of donuts. But he ended up saying, all the donuts are his. So you can refer that to anything. All your money is his, all your possessions are his, all your time is his. So what I want to speak to you about today is New Year coming up. How are you going to allot your time? I haven't worked out how many minutes you got or even hours in 2016. But do you think that you could, at the beginning of this year, set aside at least 2 hours solid to be with the Lord? It's not too much to ask out of 365 days and however many hours that is it? It would seem pretty reasonable, wouldn't it? So as I'm talking and you're getting convicted, what I'm actually coming to is, I hope you keep a journal. Well, you do keep a journal, don't you? Of course you do. You sit down and you write things in it, your conversation with the Lord, every morning, regularly. Well, if you don't, can I suggest you start this year? Because that's the subject of what I want to talk to you about now, is reviewing what you've written over the last 12 months. Doing a review, you know, is a very, very healthy way of working out your salvation. You do a review at lunchtime of how the morning went. You do a review in the evening of how the afternoon went. And you do a review last thing at night when you're just going to put your head on the pillow. How did we do today, Lord? How did I get on? How did I align myself with you? Could I have done anything any better than I did when I nearly lost my rag with my boss today? Could I have done that any different way? How could I have said that? How could I have responded? How could I have been? Reviewing, very, very profitable. But of course, if you don't review, you will find yourself with the cumulative effect of not having reviewed. Which is, there is no measurable change in your outlook, in your attitude. And if you were to do a little graph, you'd probably find that you were just on a sliding scale downwards, losing your joy, losing your peace, losing your patience, losing everything that you could have gained over the last 12 months. With my little class, I get them to do a review at the end of the year. And it reviews several things. It reviews what God has been primarily for you during the course of the year. What changes you've seen in your own responses. Notice I didn't say reactions. We don't count reactions. We count responses, because responses are considered a reaction fires from the hip. So I just might attach to this little email a copy of the review that I give my people to do for the year. It's that D word again, discipline. When desire and discipline get married, they produce delight, you know. So if you haven't got any of either, maybe you're going to have to start from scratch this year and ask the Lord for some desire for him. Because without desire for him, you're not going to be disciplined. So your first thing is, Lord, help me to desire you. And then, Lord, I need some discipline in my life. It's going to pot. It's fraying at the edges. I'm coming unravelled. These are such powerful prayers that our loving Father loves to answer. It's what the girlie says in the Song of Songs. Draw me and we will run together. Draw me. He'll let you run, you know, like a dog on a long lead. He'll just let you go off and off and off and off and off. And then suddenly you come to the end of the lead and you're pulled up with a jerk. None of us want that. So if we can prevent a sudden stop, hitting the wall, dire circumstances to get our attention, wouldn't it be sensible if we admit to him now that all the donuts are his, all our money is his, all we possess is his, all our loved ones are his, given to us as a gift, all our days, all our hours, all our moments are a gift. Don't squander that gift this year. Think about how you are wasting your time on things that don't count. Not asking for a resolution here. New Year's resolutions, waste of time. I'm just saying to you, do a review, my darling, do a review. He loves you with a passion. He longs over you furiously. Ask him for delight. God bless you.